الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا واجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today is the second of Rajab, and this is the auspicious month of Rajab, which is also the second month in the year of Ashhuri Hurum. The year starts with Muharram, and then this month year. And then Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah will come, and these are the sacred months. And in this month, the reward of good deeds are multiplied tremendously. So as much as good deeds we can do, we should do. Also, in the sacred months, whatever we will do, it will remain as a habit. It will become part of us. It's like a training period, and after that, for the rest of your life, it remains with you. So whatever good qualities we want, do them particularly in this month, And after that, these qualities will remain with us. Istiqamat, which Hazrat mentions in this beautiful poem, that meri istiqamat salamat rahe. One thing that also we should always make dua for istiqamat, to remain on the straight path. It's a very, very important dua, because man easily falters. Just little emotional conditions, health conditions, financial conditions, some other problems, and a person also goes this way and that way. So anyway, so during these months, if we will be pardoned, Allah will make it easy for us for the rest of our lives. And fortunate is that person who the rest of his life he lives correctly, he lives straight on the straight path. Mort will come then. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, O soul that is completely at ease and rest. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return now to your Rabb, your nourisher, your sustainer. How a person, a child, he said, go back home to your mother now, to your father, and who are real, true mothers and fathers who bring up the children with love and kindness. Allah is the most loving, the most lovable. And now to return to Allah. And that person, nafs-e mutma'inna, who has recognized Allah, who knows who Allah Ta'ala is, he will be so happy just with that announcement, that I'm going back to my Allah now. He won't fear death. Unfortunately, because we don't make any effort on our deen, we don't know what is death, and we all fear death. And we try and spend as much money as possible, take as much treatments as possible to keep death away. Whereas Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if I know that just like by placing my hand, if I have a pain somewhere, that pain will go away, I won't do it. They were eager, looking forward to death. Whenever the time of Shahadat came, they rejoiced at it. And like with the Palestinians now also, till today, they rejoice at the thought of martyrdom. And when somebody becomes Shaheed, they all giving out sweetmeats and becoming happy that certain that people have become Shaheed. Unfortunately, because we haven't got the concept of mort, we fear mort. And we want to keep away. That's the way of the Jews. That's the way of the non-Muslims. A person who knows, irji'i ila rabbiki. And when you have worked and now you are radiya, you have pleased Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is pleased with you, marziya. What to go and meet the greatest, most loving, most kind, most wealthy, most generous, most in all the qualities, and now you're going to go and meet him. You happy to meet him? He's happy to meet you. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Then first Allah will say, go and meet my special servants. The true servants of Allah, the lovers, the ashikin of Allah. Before going to Jannah, go and meet them. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, they were the means of you becoming radiya maradiya. Of you becoming nafse mutmainna. So now when meet them first, then go for watkuli jannati. Now enter my jannat. This nisbat, this connection. Not only go and enter jannat, go and enter my jannat. That means very, very special jannat. How beautiful. There are such beautiful scenes of this world. Waterfalls, rivers, seas, flowers, gardens, all of it together, Jannat la aynun ra'at. No eye has ever seen Jannat. Wa la udhunun sami'at. Nobody has ever heard what Jannat is like. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. A person, not even the faintest, wildest thought could come to a person. Whatever we can think of, Jannat starts where our imagination ends. Where our dreams and our imaginations end, Jannat starts from there. So that will be the great thing. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we prepare ourselves. So this month are the actual wonderful occasion now for us to prepare ourselves. Also, this is these are the months, the sacred months, in which gunas are multiplied and magnified also. This should be taken very seriously. Allah give us all tawfiq that we really take the seriousness, the gravity of the matter to mind and to heart. That any guna in this month is like that. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, don't think of any guna as a small guna. The smallest guna is enough to take you to Jahannam. And the smallest, don't think any sawab, this is nafal, it's not important. This is mustahab, it's not important. The smallest sawab is enough to take you to Jannat also. And there are so many instances. In fact, in the kitab you find one special chapter devoted to the lot of turuq-e khair, many ways of doing good deeds. And all that, for example, a person who plants a tree, a fruit tree, and then the fruit of it, whoever eats, those who steal from there, he still gets sawab of it. And charity sawab. And the ulama have explained that charity, a person gives half a khajur in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala grows that investment of his. Like you have somebody, a financial advisor, and you hand over your finances to them, and they know all the portfolios, where to invest, how to get. You gave them 10 rand, in some months they made it 100, they made it 1,000, if they are genuine, and they made it 1,000,000. Allah says that, you give me only half a khajur, I will increase it till it becomes like the Mount of Uhud. So your charity, all your good deeds, kullu ma'roofin sadaqatun. Every good deed is also a sadaqah. So many ways of doing good deeds. But any small deed, don't take it as small. Wherever we have the opportunity of doing it, do that even small good deed. The rewards are not only so big, they are everlasting also. Forever and ever. Dunya's investments, no matter how smart you are, and you invested so cleverly, but it's only for dunya. It's going to stay behind. You'll go away and all that will remain. But what you did for akhirah, it will be forever. So like any fruit tree, the birds that eat from it, you getting sadaqah. Sawab of sadaqah. Somebody steals or takes from there, you get Allah's mercies are so great. They explain it is your house or your farm. You are the owner. Perhaps, most probably, you're not planting yourself. You got workers to work for you, laborers. So that laborers, they will also get the sawab if they are Muslims. Allah is so kind. Their work is, they're getting their wages for it, but they also get. A person comes begging at your door and he asks for something, you say, give him some food. Three people get sawab there. The housewife who cooked the food, the person who ordered that give it to him, and the servant who brought the food and gave it to him. That servant is working, he's getting his wages, it's his duty to do. But he also gets that sawab. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us that we take full advantage. And during these months, when sawabs, the reward is multiplied, Az'afa mudha'afa, it is multiplied, it is doubled, it is multiplied, it is compounded. So this is the occasion. May Allah let us take full advantage. This month of Rajab, Nabi Ali Salatu Islam used to keep lot of rozas also in this month. And the dua, of course, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah give us all tawfiq regularly to make this dua. Because, and from there also to understand the barakat of Rajab, which perhaps refers to the highlight of Rajab is the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Mi'raj is a great imani booster. If a person just thinks a little bit of Mi'raj, it will make his iman become so strong. And the great gift of Mi'raj is namaz, salat. This is really a great gift. Allah give us tawfiq to work, especially in this month now, to realize what namaz, what salat is. What a great gift. If we have the opportunity of meeting any senior person, any government official, or a person more higher up as you go, we will feel so elated and honored to meet Allah Ta'ala. Five times a day Allah calls us to meet Him. And Allah Ta'ala, who is the Aqrab ma yakun al-abdu min rabbihi wa huwa sajid. When you go in sajda, Allah gave us tawfiq to make effort to know what is sajda. Not just going up and down. And then we will be the most high when we are at the most low. When we realize, and the joy that will go through the heart, that by Allah, I am by Allah. It comes in the hadith, it is like by the feet of Allah. Allah is free of all this hands and legs and feet. But that closeness to Allah, tubaraka wa ta'ala. And to have responded to Allah, Allah wanted us. And Allah gave us two sajdas in every rakat. There's a great mercy of Allah that to come to the closest to Allah is when we are in sajda. Namaz itself, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. And that he should write to the governors, the people who are in charge of the dunya's affairs of the Muslims, to see to their day-to-day needs, necessities, all the working and the, to them he should write that your most important thing is namaz. Not to the khankas and the darulums, but to those who are in charge of the dunya's affairs, that your most important thing is namaz. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then Shaban's barakat is the 15th of Shaban. A great, great night. The whole month, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, and it appears from putting all the hadith, looking at them, that the whole month this accountability takes place. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept the most rozas in Shaban besides Ramadan. And he said, because your accountability is taking place. And the highlight of all this, the final day, is the 15th of Shaban. So Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept roza for the accountability, and the main day is the 15th. So it's impossible that he wouldn't have kept on the foot. When he kept, and he himself said, the reason I'm keeping is because our accountability is taking place. And everything, like the final touches, are made on the 15th of Shaban. So Allah give us tawfiq that Shaban. And then of course comes the great, great month of Ramadan. So Allahumma بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان. Allah give us the barakat. And بلغنا رمضان. And let us reach Ramadan. And how also? اللهم سلمنا لرمضان. Keep us safe for Ramadan. That is, we enjoy the great favors of Allah, that we are free for the ibadat of Allah. We haven't got health issues. We are busy now treating this wound, half an hour going in there. We have to treat somebody else's sores, another half an hour there. No, Allah keep us free for His ibadah. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And Allah keeps Ramadan also safe in such a way that the sighting of the moon doesn't become a big issue. And precise start on that matter. With the starting of Ramadan, we start now whether the moon was sighted. Some say we are keeping rozas. Others say it was not sighted, we are not keeping rozas. All that, no, let it go smoothly and nicely. And all other matters also, let there not be fights. Usually also, very common, husband and wife, if they have an issue and they want to come to the divorce, it is on the first day of Ramadan. That's the time they think. And now they involve the muftis also. Now they to make their ibadah. Now they are also involved in all these issues here. All many other issues, it must be sorted out now. And Ramadan is for something else, for the ibadah. Allah reward our great buzurg, our great ulama, that they kept the Ramadan as a holiday in the Darul Ulooms. They made so much effort to establish the Darul Ulooms. But comes Ramadan, they locked the doors of the Darul Ulooms. Because now the ibadat of Ramadan is so great that it is not compatible with ibadat, with the ta'lim also. Now free your, even ta'lim, free yourself. Now only turn towards your Islam, turn towards the ibadat of Allah, turn towards making nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, appeals to the ulama. He says that 11 months of the year, you let go in unmindfulness. And which ulama who are teaching in Darul Ulooms? They are not in unmindfulness. They are teaching, they are making mutala, studying, they are teaching. All the time they engaged in dini work. They're making their namazes, but all that Hazrat refers to all that as unmindfulness. Now Ramadan, so what must be the level Hazrat is talking about? They were all in ibadat in deen the whole, but Hazrat is referring to that as unmindfulness. Now Ramadan, so what level will Allah give us tawfiq? One time when Hazrat was in his old age in Medina Sharif, then he was like a semi-conscious. So he asked about his khulafa who were there with him, what is this one doing, what is this one doing, what is this one doing. One was a doctor, so they said he's gone to his surgery. So he asked, is that also some work? In other words, that's no work. Work is deen's work. Somebody is teaching, somebody is learning, with deen's work. So at that level, so Ramadan is that occasion now. And the first 10 days of Allah's rahmat. The second 10 days of Allah's forgiveness. And the last 10 days, the height, itqum minan nar, salvation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. The last 10 nights, the odd nights, 4 or 5 odd nights. In that odd night, Laylatul Qadr. And then Laylatul Jaiz and the night of prize giving. And then the last night of Ramadan, then the night of Eid, what occasions are coming. And then the morning of Eid also, we think of the food we're going to eat, meeting family, etc. But really the highlight of it all is now that when people are going to the Eidgah, then the malaika at all the crossroads, and Allah Ta'ala asks them that all these people, they did what they were supposed to do. Allah give us the tawfiq to do it correctly, that is acceptable. And Allah asks the malaika, and not that Allah doesn't know, waliyazu billah, but to highlight the honor of these people. What should be the pay of the worker who has worked? Allah calls this work, that you work. As far as earning your rozi, Allah says, لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا. We didn't ask you to earn your rozi. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ. We will give you your rozi. What is referred to as your work is the work of deen, your ibadah, your turning to Allah Ta'ala, your du'as, your taraweeh, all this is work. As it comes in the hadith, this dunya is a great place also. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. It is the tillage and the farm for the akhirat. It is the place where you can earn your akhirat. So these great occasions. Then when the first of Shawwal also comes, the day of Eid, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali interpreted it in a different way. He says people get happy for the day of Eid for eating, meeting family, etc., taking things lightly, easily. Shops are closed, businesses are closed, families are meeting. But he says, my heart immediately goes to Kaaba Sharif, goes to Arafat, Muzdalifah. And that the season of Hajj starts with the first of Shawwal. And Hajj is ziyarat, visiting of the Kaaba. And any lover who knows to visit his beloved house, Layla says, Amurru ala diyari Layla kay. He says that I pass by the houses of Layla on the street. Wa uqabbilu hadhal jidar wa hadhal jidar. I kiss this wall, I kiss that wall. What's the wall got to do with anything? But just that it is connection that Layla lives on that street. With that, so the house of Allah, Baytullah, just to see Baytullah. Allah give us tawfiq, especially the ulama, to study Maulana Qasim Nanwatwi rahmatullahi's kitab, Qibla Numa, in which Hazrat explained the great significance, philosophy, the rewards of Kaaba Sharif. It won't be easy for all of us perhaps to understand, but the simplified versions which our later ulama have given, our elders, but the later ulama study that. And then see what the Kaaba is all about, what the great virtues. So all this now, Hajj, that you are going there now. Whole life you were saying, facing the Qibla, facing the Kaaba. And now you are there, all the mountains have been taken away from you. All the seas and the deserts and all the land. Now you are you and the Kaaba right in front of you. If we work towards the spirituality of Hajj, then Hajj is meaningful. And if we work through the history of Hajj, then Hajj becomes extremely meaningful. And we learn our masail also, the rules also, then our Hajj is done properly and correctly. And this is not when my allocation, what they call it? Accreditation is, no, that's too late. Then you get busy with all other preparations. But it has to be a lifelong thing. That whenever now you are accredited, you are this side of it, the spiritual, the masala side, you are already fully prepared. You can't prepare that at the end. That must be done all the time. And that will increase that yearning for Hajj. And that will be when you will be accepted for Hajj also. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's eldest daughter, she had a difficult life where she got married. Financially also they were poor, etc. And she passed also away in a young age. So on one occasion Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went and visited her and asked her, she said, make dua, I want to go for Hajj. So he asked, what preparation have you made for Hajj? She said, I'm making dua, I want to go. So he said, no, what preparation? After questioning her quite a bit, he said, what have you put away one side? This is my Hajj money. So she said, no, he said, then you're not genuine. If you want to go, you'll be putting. It is famous of the Cape Town woman of the yesteryears, the days, years of gone that have gone by. They were washerwomen mostly, working hard. But the tiki, the 2.5 cents, which we counted, they should put that as, this is my Hajj money. And then finally they went with Hajj with all that. With the small amounts they put away, then they didn't go one, two times, they went many times for Hajj. When, so practical, we must do something. Then Allah makes it easy. Allah also sees my banda, he's keen. And it's not our money that can ever take us, it is only the will of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, his daughter passed away young, about 28, and she didn't make her Hajj. When Hazrat, when Mufti Sahib came, he said, where's that money she kept one side? It was a small amount. Hazrat added all, more money, and he went for Hajj, or making a Hajj Badal. And then he made dua there, and he saw her, Jabal Rahmat, in Arafat, that she's there, and beautiful. And she's making a Hajj there, enjoying her Hajj. Allah give us also tawfiq, inshallah. So Hajj is coming also now. Whether we are going this year or not going, but our hearts must be there, not Hajj time, now, all the time. And the beautiful scenes of the Kaaba, we have, you can easily minus all the photo, videoing, all that, and you can be there. In your thoughts, you can, when you are there physically, you can't minus, it's happening all the time around you. Man, woman, mixing, jostling, pumping one another, you can't avoid it there. But in your mind, you can make a pure, pure Hajj. And you can get that rewards from Allah Ta'ala also. And of course, Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which goes with that. What a great, great honor. It's only for this ummah that Allah has blessed that we can go and visit our Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we can be at a distance of about 8-10 meters away from our Nabi. And Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, hayyun fi qabrihi, alive in his qabr. And there is no doubt that he hears our salams directly. Not with the intermediary of a farishta, an angel, when we read salatu salam there. And according to some ulama, he sees us also when we are there. What a great honor. Even if we just walking past, just to be there by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us this great, great tawfiq. Then comes the, then in Zulhijjah, when the days of Hajj, comes the Ayyam-e-Nahar, the days of sacrifice. And the great rewards of Qurbani again. When really if we work also, Allah give us tawfiq to make our Islah, to learn our deen, to learn the value of our deen. We will be keenly awaiting all these occasions, the days of Qurbani and the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, to keep rozas during these days. The 9th of Zulhijjah, Yawm-e Arafah, the greatest day of the Islamic calendar. The greatest night is Laylatul Qadr. The greatest day is Yawm-e Arafah. On the 10 days, effectively 9, but referred to as 10 days, that the greatest dua is the 3rd kalima, the 4th kalima. And that reward of that is more than going in jihad with your life and all your money. Just reading the 3rd kalima is the particular ibadat, all ibadat of those days. But what has been particularly referred to, the 3rd kalima. And these are great, great words which Allah has given us, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And the next surah, وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. The best you can hope for reward are these, the Baqiyatu Salihat. In one riwayat it comes, when you read Baqiyatu Salihat, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, your gunas fall off you like leaves fall off a tree in autumn. In autumn you don't even have to shake a branch. The leaves are just falling down. And more greater than that, that all your gunas are forgiven, and these kalimat are from the below the arsh of Allah, the highest place of Jannah. These are, have come from there. They are imported from there. Not only from Jannah, from the highest place of Jannah. So to keep our tongues wet with this all the time, and during those days, and what to say if we get the tawfiq of making Salatul Tasbih, especially on these great days. And even if we can make every day Salatul Tasbih, in which 300 times we read Baqiyatul Salihat, and in namaz we are reading them, in standing position we are reading, in ruku we are reading, in sitting position we are reading, in sajda we are reading. Allahu Akbar, what great, great honor Allah has given us. This is for بذلك, this is what we, لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون. People who work, they should be working for things like this. Not for a holiday, not for an investment of this dunya, which is some things which are even permissible. Really what we should be working for is for, he who laughs the last, laughs the best. When we were here, the people will laugh at you, that you are a lost case. You don't know what is happening in dunya, the fun and enjoyment of dunya. But when you will laugh there, and you laugh forever. And those who laugh for here will laugh for a little while. They will cry at the time of maut in the qabr. Akhirat, they will only be crying, wailing and moaning. May Allah save us from that condition. And those who will be laughing will be, just be laughing all the way, right through. Not only you'll be smiling from one ear to the other ear, going to the bank, forever in akhirat you will be laughing. What great enjoyment you will get. Allah, so this season has started now. Let us appreciate it. And then it comes with Muharram then. The first 10 days of Muharram are so valuable. Each roza of Muharram, each day's roza is 30 days roza. So 30 days multiplied by 30. That's how much? 900. So the whole month if we keep roza, how lot sawab we can get. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are in it already. Let us not be unmindful. Make the best of it. And everyone can do it. Those who are free for deen, but they are also in deen's work. And those who are in dunya, and this year is a special devotion for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us tawfiq every day to take out time for this. So this is a great, great occasion. The ayat al-kareema I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And it is Allah who took you out from the wombs of your mothers. When we were born, Allah Ta'ala made us come in this world. And we know what a process. We think we know. The women know what they go through. And especially that young woman, her first child she gives birth to, what an ordeal it is for her. And after that, after what an ordeal, what a great day when a bundle of joy is put on her chest. Then all what she went through, she forgets it all. And that one smile of her child which she sees. Yeah, what enjoyment she gets when the child is sleeping and farishtas are playing with that little child, and the smile on the child's face, what joy it gives to the mother. That is a mother, not a air hostess or not a waitress who gives birth and leaves the child to a nanny, and she doesn't even know anything of the child. She herself brings up the child and gets the enjoyment of teaching the child also, the upbringing of the child. And the greatest upbringing is right from before the child is born. The mizaj, the aqaid, the convictions of the child. Afterwards the child will learn alif, ba, ta, sa. But the values of life, that comes even as when the child has been conceived and it has been formed. From there the values, what is value? The tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, of akhirat, all that starts there. And when it comes into this world, then those things are, you see, the child doesn't start still reading and writing at that time. But all, whatever it is, just the environment around the child is having a very great effect on the child all the time. So many cases of great, great people, how did they become great? That environment. And that is for the parents to make. Mother and father, if we have a deeny environment, the child will grow up like that. And if we have got a dunya's environment, All about this music playing in the house. TV is on all the time. All the ways of the kuffar are prevalent all the time. That will be that child then. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. What the parents eat is having an effect on the child. The mother's milk, what is formed from the food she eats. If she's eating all the wrong food, then that milk from the wrong food will be going into the child. And today, Allah give tawfiq, the best way for mothers, they themselves breastfeed the child. They are not the children of cows and drink cow milk. They are not the children of tins and drink tin milk. They are children of the mother. They must drink the mother's milk. And if the mother is, according to the different kinds of cows, that milk will be also according to that. So mother also, if she is of a category of a true mu'mina, then the children will be also like that. Allah give us all. So this great occasion. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You did not know anything when you were born. You came with a clear slate. But such a slate that everything was going to be engraved in it. Not just written on it. It came with a clear. Now if you're going to put Tawheed in there, Tawheed will go in there. If you were born in a Muslim home, but you had love of dunya, and dunya's environment was there. You were born in a place where all non-Muslim ladies were there to see to your for the birth of the child. Then that effect will be there. And if it's a place where music is playing, where they're talking about dunya, then that will. And if it's a place where adhan is being given, tahneek is being made, khajur, and today khajur of Medina Sharif, and all the physical benefits of khajur, and all the spiritual benefits, and tahneek, it was made by a pious person. And now all that effect is going into the child. This is our way. There are two different ways completely. So our way is that. And then when the child further then starts learning to talk and ask questions, those questions are very vital and crucial period of the child's life. That is the time when what is going to be told, that forms part of the child's life for life. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, his mother used to speak so much of Qiyamah to him. He says, I was a little child of 3. I fell off the bed. And so much I was hearing of Qiyamah, I shouted, Qiyamah, Qiyamah, that Qiyamah has come as he fell off. So much it was in his mind about Qiyamah. And we don't even by mistake take the name of Qiyamah in front of ours. We don't want to hear. We don't want to talk about Maut. Maut, Tuhfatul Mu'min, is a gift for a Mu'min. But we are afraid. We say, we will speak about Maut as though Malakul Maut will come. It will only come on his fixed time. He won't come one moment earlier and he won't come one moment later. On the fixed time and for who he is appointed, nobody can keep him away. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That moth you are running away from, you don't worry. 100% on its time, it's going to come. You are afraid and running from moth, you can, nobody can escape moth. Moth itself is going to die also. Allah will slaughter moth also. And then there will be no death, and those who will be in Jannah forever, enjoying there in Jannah. And Allah save us, those who will be in Jahannam. Now there will be no question after this that they can be freed from Jahannam. This will be at that time when those who went to Jahannam for cleansing, they were the last person which nobody could see that little bit of Iman. Only Allah knew when they will be also taken out from Jahannam. After that, Maut will be slaughtered. And then Jannat people will be forever. So let us not be short-sighted and only think of this dunya. Think of that everlasting life. And each one are going through that process. We want to be all in Jannat. Nobody wants to be in Jahannam. And the sufferings and the burning and the tortures of Jahannam, nobody, we don't want it for ourselves. We don't want it for anyone. Everyone, Allah give all Iman, Islam, and we all go to Jannah and in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala took us out, لا تعلمون الشيئا, you did not know. Then فَأَبَوَاهُ, the parents now make him a Jew or a Christian or a Majusi, a fire worshipper, whatever. Or they make him a Muslim now. He came and Allah gave you all the faculties you were needing. Well, you need it in order to become a righteous servant of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah made your ears that you could hear, your eyes that you could see, your heart by which you perceive, conceive, and the knowledge settled. And knowledge is that yaqeen, is deen that comes into your heart. And all this Allah did, what great things. Just the formation of a human being, that small little baby, how small it is, just coming in the way it was living for 9 months, it was formed in 4 months, it lived there for 5 months, impossible to think it can happen. Nobody will, logically, any scientist, anyone will say, it can't live in a condition like that. And nobody to look after it on its own. It was so to say, there is nobody there. The mother also can't look after it there. It's just there on its own. But what a life it has got there. And then when it comes in this world, what a passage Allah chose also. It's also impossible to think that these things can happen. But they're happening throughout the world. All the time they are happening. And then the child comes into this world. Fortunate, vast majority have their parents to support the child. But there are those also where the mother also abandons the child. See, there is nobody to look after their child. But yet Allah Ta'ala is the one who looks after all of them. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, all this Allah did, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you become thankful and you appreciate the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Not if you didn't come here for the dunya's sake. You didn't come here to enjoy and live it up in dunya. We all came to know the rights of Allah and to become shukar guzar bandas, thankful servants of Allah Ta'ala. That we appreciate the namat, but we live so much in ghaflat, unmindfulness. So many namas of Allah we are enjoying all the time. On one occasion, one person was coming to his shop in Karachi and a little child was leading him by the hand. When he came, he sat down and then he spoke to Muhammad, how are you? How's your mother, father, your brothers? Ismail, how are you? So somebody asked him, uncle, when you came, then it looked like you were a blind person. This little child was holding your hand and bringing you. When you sat down, now it looks like you're a seeing person. You're not blind. You are recognizing Yusuf. You are recognizing Farooq, Ismail, or what is the story? He said that just the fluid in the eyes of my eyes has dried up. Because of that, my eyelids, I can't keep them open. They just fall down. They stay down. So when I'm walking, I can't open my eyelids while I'm walking. I'll lose balance, I'm an old man, I'll fall down. So my eyelids are down when I'm walking. This little child leads me and takes me where I want to go. But now I'm sitting down with my hands, I open my eyelids now. Now I can see this is who, and I speak to them. So just this fluid, who of us even thought it exists? Forget making shukr. Those of us who know also, when did we make shukr? And Allah's ni'mat, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion after Maghrib, thought of one ni'mat of Allah. In there he saw 10 ni'mats. In each one of the 10 he saw 100 ni'mats. In those hundreds he saw thousands, whole night making shukr, this shukr, that shukr, and alhamdulillah, what a deen we have been given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who reads in the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, aw bi ahadin min khalqi, fa minka wahdak la sharika lak. He has made shukr for all Allah's ni'mat. We can't ever, ever, ever fathom, all of us together, we can't fathom one ni'mat of Allah. And Allah's ni'mats are unlimited. Allah showed us through His Nabi how to make shukr of all the ni'mats. And at night a person who reads, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'mati, aw bi ahadin min khalqi, fa minka wahdak, la sharika lak. Then that person has made shukr for all Allah's ni'mat. Allah give us tawfiq. And now and then to think of Allah's ni'mat. And to talk about it with the family also. This ni'mat of Allah, that qudrat of Allah, all the great, great signs and the great favors of Allah which are upon us. One other person, also from Karachi, went for treatment to Europe or America many years ago, so 50 years ago, 60 years ago. When he returned, and the family came and fetched him, he was in a wheelchair, and he made a sign like this with his hand, thumb to his mouth. So they understood he wanted water. They brought water for him. He took a tablet out from his pocket, put it in his mouth, drank, had the tablet. He said that when I went, I didn't have this problem. Now what problem? The saliva, the spit in my mouth is dry. I got no spit in my mouth. And if there's no spit in the mouth, you can't talk also, you can't eat also. And spit is very, very important to digest the food. It has to mix with the food, and it does a lot of work in order to digest that food and get the maximum benefit. The spit is very valuable. He say, now, this tablet I took will make spit for me for 15 minutes. And the tablet, $1 in those days. Today, $1, about 20 rand. Just to make spit only for 15 minutes. He says, now I can speak to you for 15 minutes. And whatever else I want to do, eat, if I want to eat, I can eat. And I was spit free of charge. And what shukr we made? When we are crossed with somebody, we spit at the person. We spit on the ground. And we regard spit, saliva, as a dirty thing. But without it, we can do nothing. And we don't have to pay $1 for this spit. Free of charge. But all we have to do is make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But we don't make shukr. When we were studying in India, it was famous that if you go and eat in a hotel or a restaurant and you haven't got money to pay, they make you scrub the floor, they make you wash dishes. So when we don't make shukr to Allah when we eat, then Allah makes us also scrub the floor and wash dishes. He puts us in all dunya's work. If we make shukr, Allah promises from His side, lam of stress, noon tashdeed of stress, is the words of Allah. It's in the Quran Sharif. We just, to increase our finances, we don't have to take a second job. If there is a 200 liter drum, and you put one tap on it to take out the inside, the water, whatever, the liquid, how much will you get? 200. And if you put 5 taps, 1,000, 5 times 200 is 5,000. You still just get. So you can open 5 shops or 20 shops. You can have 5 filling stations or 20. What is inside what Allah has fixed for you? Only so much. You're just bluffing yourself. And you're getting more involved in dunya. And to get more from Allah is shukr. So simple. And Allah has promised with so much stress, I will definitely give you more. Your health condition, you're suffering from some problem, but how many, one problem you got, and over billions of your other health is good. Whatever you got, but how many others, make shukr on that, Allah will remove this. Your financial problems, you need money, yeah, you are short, yeah. But you are still living, you are still, for this you got money, for that. Make shukr on that and Allah will give you more. You have got problems with your wife, you are fighting at one another's throats, but also, you still now also, you are agreeing on many points. Certain points, you are not fighting all the time. And how many years of good days you had. Make shukr on all that and Allah will... Shukr is not in our thought, whereas a banda, a slave, is an embodiment of shukr. We should just be making shukr all the time. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali was one of those buzurg who was everything shukr. So much he should see in things and talk about it and make shukr. Shukr Allah gives, and it's a great ibadat by Allah Ta'ala. if we make shukr. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, we are now at this time of the year, the beginning of the year, the English year, when our maktabs also are now going to start, and the school side also going to start now, and many parents also, you have already got ready, the children, their uniforms, which school, which madrasa, we have to see what we have to do. At this time, you may think that Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, great alim, in his tafsir kabir has mentioned that, and so it's so authentic that Imam Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was one day going for some work of his, and as he went he passed by a qabr and Allah opened the condition of the inmat, that he was in great azab, flames all around him, engulfed in flames, snakes, scorpions on him, and imagine what terrible azab. He saw it, he carried on, he did his work, finished, he returned, passed by the same qabr. Again Allah showed him the condition. But now that person was in great enjoyment, in Jannah. And he's enjoying there the fruit and the gardens of Jannah and the drinks of Jannah and the Hurul Een of Jannah. All great enjoyment. He turned to Allah, Ya Allah, the little while ago he was in azab, burned to charcoal, finished, nothing was left in him. And all the azab on him all the time. And now it is great enjoyment. I don't understand. Allah Ta'ala said, O Isa, when this person passed away, he was a very sinful person, committed any and every type of guna. I was punishing him in his qabr for his sins that he was committing. However, he left his wife pregnant with his child. She was expecting his child. The child was born. When it was born, then the mother grew up the child, and when the child was ready to go to madrasa now, 5 years, 6 years, and the ustad only says so much to the child, Ibni Iqra, my son, read. Beta par, read. What must I read? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah says, the minute the child read that, fastahyaytu. Allah is saying, I felt ashamed. That u'azibu abdi fi batni al-ard. I'm punishing my banda in the inside of the ground, in the qabr. Wa waladuhu yazkuru ismi ala wajhi al-ard. And his little masoom, innocent child, 5, 6 years old, he's taking my name, and what name? Allah, which is Isme Azam. When taken in the correct way, that you have nobody in your heart, you have got no hope of anyone, no fear of anyone, only Allah. Just take only Allah and ask whatever you want, and it will be done immediately and much more better than what you can imagine. And Ar-Rahman, most merciful, most kind, Ar-Rahim, most compassionate. How can I be punishing his father? And see the qudrat of Allah. And without doubt, it's a reality. It's not just an incident. That immediately that person, in what condition he was, transferred to what? This is the maktab. And when we stand, we all say, I want the best education for my children. The best education is Islamic education. Send them to the maktab. It is not you spending huge amounts of money and sending them missionary schools, sending them to Christian schools, sending them to schools. No, it is sending them to the maktab. This is the value of it here. And this is, he hasn't still started with alif also. And on the other side, with the other education, what we go for, this dunya's education. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, just many years ago, maybe 100 years ago, a father who wanted, in his mind, best education, he gave it to his child. He sent him to the best universities of India. That was not enough. He sent him to UK, to the best universities there. That time, America was nothing. UK was everything in the eyes of the world, people of the world. He got big, big degrees and everything. He came back, Allah made it, he fell ill. And terminally ill. The father sitting by his bed and told him, oh my son, all my money I put in you. And I was expecting to get returns from you now. And now you are dying. The son looked angrily up at his father. He said, oh my father, you prepared me for Jahannam. I see Malakul Maut in front of me, who is going to drag me to Jahannam. I'm seeing the fire of Jahannam. And you didn't teach me one word of deen. You didn't teach me who is Allah, how to make istinja, wudu, and be sure that he is going to drag his father with him into Jahannam. So this is what this dunya's education, and how much is deen's education. And about the 50th year in our country in Johannesburg, one person also who sent his son to UK to become a doctor. He became a doctor, he came back, the father was very happy, and the father had sacrificed all because standard of living is very high, the cost of university education in UK. The father had to, every cent that he could make, penny, he was sending it for him. So the father was happy, my son became a doctor, he gave a big party, invited the people of the town, the family, all came, and all now people of that type, all dressed up accordingly, everything. And the father, because he was working so hard, he had shabby clothes on, because he didn't have anything, he sacrificed all for his son. Then in there somebody asked, that this one man here, he doesn't fit in this whole environment here. He's so shabbily dressed, he's not dressed properly with everyone else, how they are dressed. So he said that, who is this? So that son, what he said, there is the worker of the house. That father said, like a dagger went through my heart, that when I sacrifice everything for my son, what I get in return, that I'm the worker of the house. I'm just working in the house. So this is what you get. Yes, see what you get. In about the 1970s, a girl also whose father had passed away, mother with difficulty brought her up also, worked very hard, earning whatever she could get, and gave her also a university education. And after that, when she got all her degrees and everything, then she turned the mother out of the house. Mother had absolutely nowhere to go. This daughter called the police to take, she's trespassing here. She can't be here. The police, a Tamil person, non-Muslim, pleading with that girl and said, it's your mother, please. Imagine a non-Muslim pleading with a Muslim. This is when that was effect of that education. This education, it will make you, before you start, and when you start with alif of Allah, and you get Allah, one boy comes home and tells his mother, I got 7 distinctions. Mother is not taking notice. Mommy, I've got 7 distinctions. She say, my son, if you had 1 of Allah, that was enough for me. All these others, one father in Houghton area, the people went and congratulated him, your daughter got 7. He said, if she just listened to me what I say, she doesn't listen to me at all, I must give all the money and she uses it as she wants to. So see which direction we are going. Minkum may yuridu dunya wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. Do we want this dunya or we want the akhirah? It is a clear two different ways. Yeah, you will lead alif where you will get Allah. Ba, you will get barakat, what we want. Barakat is not in university degrees. Barakat is not in shop. It's what Allah Ta'ala. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. When we make our connection with Allah, Allah will give all the namas of the whole sovereignty. Allah will present it to you at your feet. Allah will disgrace it and bring it to your feet. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba, they made effort of deen. And how? Today, their sadqah, we are Muslims. We are sitting in a masjid on a Sunday morning. We are listening to the talks of deen, the barakat of the Sahaba. Had they also gone to their shops and their mines and their farms, where should we be? They did that. And in return, Allah sent the queen and the princesses of Yemen, of Rome, of Persia as the slave woman. The queens and princesses were the slave women for whom they did not even have to pay. They came in the booty and the spoils of war. And they did not have to pay no mehr for them also. Nothing. And a slave, everything they work, all that earning is for you. It's nothing or for them. All that Allah gave when they worked for deen. So this is the direction we must go to. There you will learn A for apple, only food. And today food is our one of the top things in our agenda. We are going to travel somewhere and we just had breakfast finished. We are going to the airport now. As soon as we sit in the car, no duas, nothing. Already the samosa tray is coming out. And the pie tray, we just had breakfast. But just food is our qibla. And our stomachs, we have made that our object of life. Food, anything. What about the food? The food is the main thing. And then with B for bet and B for ball. All the amusement and entertainment of this dunya. One alim was going to Bosnia, and next to him it happened on the plane, there was a Jew sitting there. He started talking about deen. So the Jew told him, "We have studied your religion, and perhaps we know your religion better than you. And I can vouch for that on many accounts. For example, all this business transactions of the banks, Islamic finance and Islamic bank, all the words of mudaraba, which even the ulama are not so acquainted, and ijara, and takaful, all these things here, it's not in our mind. They prepare everything, and they only bring it to the mufti for signature. And they look for a prominent, and they have announced it openly, they have said it. And all he doesn't prepare any of those masail. They know that masail so well, that they have prepared it and they present it as an acceptable alternative for conventional banking, Islamic banking now. And it is all also 100% riba, interest based. And it is interest through and through. So anyway, he said, "We know your religion better than you." So he said, "We have seen that you, as Muslims, you are not 100% Muslim, but you still practice. Generally, Muslims still whatever little bit. So Allah's help is still with you. We can't overpower you. Allah's help is not with us. Allah's some help is with you. So we have now thought of a four-point plan to remove deen completely from you." There is a Jew is saying. And what is the four-point plan? The first one, that we will get you involved in sports and entertainment. So think today, not our youngsters, boys, girls also. Our parents also, old grandfathers and great-grand, all are involved in sports also. All want to know the scores, all want to know what is happening. So they put our whole attention in sports. Second, he said, we will take your women out of the houses and we will spoil them. And their modesty and their sharam haya there, we will destroy them. And we know what is the situation today. Of our women out on the street, in the shops, in wherever they are working, and they are proud that we are doing this job, we are doing that job. It is their plan to take them out. The third, he said that, we will get you involved in interest and haram. Your food will be, one person went and buy food at a butcher, and he told the butcher, is your meat halal? The butcher asked him, is your money halal? And you are worried of my meat being halal, your money with which you are buying, is that halal? They made sure both are haram. The meat also that we buy, they have worked such, devised such plans. And your money also is haram and you are buying haram also. So what is the haram plus haram is going to be halal and tayyibah. It doesn't work in that way at all. Those people make big miscalculations. They calculate that 38 equals to 100. They 38 years in existence, they say one centenary. 100 years in existence. They 18 years in existence, 8 years, 13 years, they say it equals to 100. And our misidentification also. We are Muslims, but we identify with the West. A Muslim organization, its 100 years is not 1923 to 2023. It was the Islamic year, which is 3 years before this. So misrepresentation, misidentification we are guilty about also. So anyway, so our interest in that haram, they said. And the fourth thing he said that we will do is that the first was that we will, it's sports and entertainment we will involve you, take your woman out, involve you in all haram interest and death. And the fourth is, your ulama haq, who are on the truth, that we will cut off the ummah from them. And how will we cut them off? we will make the other ulama to oppose them and come with new ideas in deen. And when the ulama will be now fighting with one another, there is no fight. It is the ulama haq who are trying to show the ummah the right path. There is no fight. They are just telling them what are the right things. The ulama, batil ulama, su, who were also on the right. And then they chose to go on different paths, interfaith things, going on YouTube, TV, intermingling of sexes. Freely they intermingle, whether it's at the school level, whether even in the maktab level. All this, they have deviated. Not that the ulama here, the ulama has, so when they will fight, so they will, the public won't have guidance. They won't know who to follow. And this is what the public is saying. We are confused. We'll do what we want to do. We don't know who to follow. Whereas there is no excuse for that. The path is clear to see who are the ulama-i haq and who are leading us to Allah. So this is how they want to mislead us. So in that path, they teach us all that about the bat and the ball. Then see for cat, they teach you. And all animal things there. And then you'll end up right at the end, Z for zoo. Then you go to the zoo to go and see animals. And you go to the Kruger Park to go and see animals. And the animals also get surprised that people go and visit honorable people, respectable people, and ashraful makhlukat. The most honorable people, they are coming to visit animals. Allah Ta'ala refers to ulaika kal an'am as very low things, the animals. But the best are going to visit the lowest. Whereas the low go and visit the high. Today, all opposite, everything. And then D for dog and D for donkey. We get dog qualities in us and donkeys we become. That is what it is. You go to the schools where they make you fools. And there is no doubt about it. And you go to colleges and your common sense knowledge is all washed away. Straightforward thing. And then if you call them, that they have got, they go more higher, yeah, you become an, you read Quran Sharif. Just reading Nazra, which you learn in the maktab. Then when for reading, the parents will be given a crown to wear. The brilliance of it will be more than the sun. If the sun was in your house, so we can't imagine how that, just because the child reading Quran Sharif, the parents will be given that. The parents will be given clothes to wear, just for the child, not half his, just reading Quran inside. And he's reading Quran Sharif, the parents will be given clothes to wear more valuable than all the money of the world. They will be asked for, what is this? Because your child was reading Quran Sharif. Because of that we are giving you this. And on the day of Qiyamah, the parent, the son who had become, who is reading Quran Sharif, he will be, the parents will be made in the semblance, the beauty of the moon, mother and father. The child will be told that read Quran Sharif. And as he reads, then the parent's stages will go higher and higher. That is what we'll get. Not that they'll put us in that education. We come to old age, they put us in a foul run, in an old age home, where once a day they'll come for Mother's Day and Father's Day. The whole year they won't even think about us. And what they'll bring there for us, some chappies and stock sweets. And that also we must thank them. And they say, we think so much about you, we brought chappies for you. And we brought stock sweets for you. And you must appreciate it. That is their life. And yeah, every Muslim home is an old age home. As every Muslim home is an orphanage. If we acquire Islamic knowledge and the value and we bring it in our lives, then every home shines to the people of the skies as the stars shine to us. Those homes are beautiful. So there's great, great opportunities there. فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. We can choose the path of the kuffar or the path of the mu'min. Let us see, we want to give the best education. Which is the best education? That leads us completely to destruction in this world. Akhirat, you can't imagine. And yet we are devoting our lives for that. And today, ulama are encouraging people to send their daughters to university and to take them. The ulama are working in the Jewish plan, what they wanted to do. We thinking we're doing a service for the ummah, we are doing a disservice to the ummah. Yeah, for us is to teach deen, our makatib, and the importance of it, and to see that our children are guided in the right direction. It is our duty, and it is our duty to pass this on to our friends and family people. They won't come to these type of gatherings, but we will meet them. To our friends at the workplaces, make them understand the value of Islamic education. So at this time, take advantage of this, and let us be for our own children, and choose, and for the madaris, that we must not only be teaching deen, just the teaching of deen and the knowledge of deen that has been said, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. Knowledge that does not benefit. And what's the benefit of knowledge? To practice on it. If we are not practicing, we are taught to seek refuge from such knowledge. So we must learn the knowledge of deen and practice on it. Then we will see what the value of deen is. Parents will appreciate. Everyone will appreciate. So Allah give us tawfiq to get our perspectives in order. There is much more detail to all this, and to follow in the right path and see for our own success of this world and the akhirat forever. And let us not doom ourselves and doom our children. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children, your family from the fire of Jahannam. Not that you go into Jahannam and you lead them into Jahannam. We were not given that command at all. We were ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, on goodness and taqwa of Allah. That is what we must help one another about. Our children is our greatest asset. They will keep our name alive in the world. If they are doing wrong things, then also that his father was there, his mother was there. If they are doing good things, then people will have good thoughts about us. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.